people that are going to go out, they're going to configure their batch file properly with these custom triggered GPTs. And there's other people that are not going to do that. And they're going to say, why can this company do something like this? Hey everyone, this is Norm Farrar, aka The Beard Guy here, and welcome to another Lunch with Norm, the e-commerce and Amazon FBA podcast. Today, we are going to be discussing how to give ChatGPT access to your favorite apps. And why would you want to give ChatGPT access to your favorite apps? And how to do it? We're also going to be touching on what are some of your favorite ways, or what are some of the favorite ways our guest is utilizing this feature. So welcome to another Lunch with Norm, the Amazon and e-commerce podcast. All right, I'm just going to take a sip of coffee. We had some tech issues getting into this, so I'm just going to relax for a second, take a deep breath. I'm going to be a hollow reed. There we go. All right, welcome to another Lunch with Norm, the e-commerce and Amazon FBA podcast. Our guest is the founder of Heights Platform. We've had him on before. We've had some great results, lots of downloads. So you'll want to stay tuned and check him out. It's an all-in-one AI-powered online course and community creation software. His entrepreneurial journey began in 2009 when he founded Valora. Now, stemming from an earlier obsession of graphic design programs, Legos, he is a designer, developer, musician, and truly a creator at heart. With a passion for discovery, he has traveled to more than 30 countries and 100 plus cities, meeting creators along the way. And today we're talking with returning guest, Brian McAnulty. All right, so let's have a word from our sponsor and we'll get right with Brian. Facing cash flow challenges with your e-commerce business? Discover Viably, your ultimate financial ally. From real-time sales data integrations to immediate funding access, Viably is here to support you. Plan your growth with their free tool for online sellers and engage with specialists whenever you need. Extend your cash flow with Viably. You can sit back, you can relax. I'm going to have a double dose of coffee here. Here I go again. And let's get right over to Brian. Brian, I'm going to put you on the spot right now.
All right.
Kevin and I are doing this thing and we need AI experts. How would you like to come on the webinar live?
Yeah, I would love to do it.
Sure. You're going to say it now, right?
Yeah. So send me an email. We'll get it.
All right. Very good. Nothing like backing you into a corner. But okay. Let's talk about your incredible platform. I've been telling people just word of mouth about this platform of yours, Heights. And like I was mentioning before, last time you were on, I don't typically just jump onto the bandwagon and go, oh, you got to check this out. But I really feel that your platform does offer a ton more than other platforms that are out there. So if you could, can you just talk about the Heights platform just for a minute or so?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to. I'm really glad to hear that. And I can tell you it worked. We got a couple customers definitely that I know they came from you. So really appreciate that.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, for everybody else, Heights platform, we're an online course creation and community building software. And what makes us different is we're focused on like the individual entrepreneurs, solopreneurs you want to sell something online related to your knowledge, community, membership, coaching, courses. And we really try to design our software to also help your students actually get results. So you've got these social media tools out there designed to keep your attention so they can show you ads. Why not take some of those principles and help people learn things? Because if you're selling a course or a program to somebody, you want them to get a result from it. You want it to make an impact on them because, first of all, that's great for that to happen. It's fulfilling. But second of all, that's what gives you repeat customers. That's what brings you more reviews. And where we're really different is our use of AI. So we're the only platform that gives you your own AI assistant and your own AI coach. And we're really going all in on this idea of not having AI just do everything for you, but thinking of AI as these teammates that you can have. And so Heights AI Chat is your AI assistant, where you can not only ask it questions about how to use the software, of like where to find a certain button, but you can actually ask it to go and do those things for you. So you can tell it, take my photography course, set it to published, have it launch in 30 days, and make the price $200. And it'll actually pop up and say, okay, here's what I'm gonna do. Does that sound good? And then you just click okay. So you don't even have to learn software anymore. You can just have it kind of adjust the things for you. And then Heights AI Coach is like your coach for growth. So we thought about this and we were thinking, okay, if you're an entrepreneur, you wanna sell some kind of course or digital product online, the first kind of like two people you would probably hire is like a virtual assistant and then maybe a coach. And so that's what we're trying to provide you with AI here. So Heights AI Coach, unlike ChatGPT, where you've got to ask it questions, you could ask ChatGPT, hey, can you be my coach and give me some recommendations? But ChatGPT, number one, it doesn't know everything about the context of what you're building. And number two, you have to ask it. And often the problem is not you trying to get information from it. It's that you don't even know the right question to ask. And so Heights AI Coach, on the other hand, will actually ask you questions. It will get more information from you. And then every single week, it will give you these weekly tasks and recommendations of what you should work on for your specific business and your specific goals. And my favorite part about it is it actually emails you that as well. So you can wake up in the morning and say, hey, I got an email from my coach today. It's my AI coach. And this is what I should work on today.
Very cool. And I can tell you, it is I haven't experienced anything like that on any other platform except yours. So it's very cool. I have another associate who's gone onto the platform, and I've asked them, you know, rip it apart, just, you know, get it up there and see how long the learning curve was, you know, to put the product up there, or the course up there, and let's just give it a whirl. And he thought it was super easy. He loved the interaction that he got with Heights. But anyways, enough about Heights. Listeners, don't forget about it. In fact, I just saw Kelsey put up something about a 50% off a coupon. So you might want to check it out. But let's talk about these apps. I don't know if anybody knows this. Probably some of the people I've met on at events. Yeah, they asked me about how we format and how we proceed with live Lunch with Norm. And I don't know anything moving like 5 minutes beforehand. I don't know who the guest is. I don't know anything. And so when we're doing this, I don't know what we're going to talk about. So 5 minutes beforehand, before all the tech trouble today, I'm on and I'm seeing that, Brian, you're back on, and I'm excited about it. And then I see the topic. What a cool topic. Like, I can't wait to get into it. I'm not going to hold back any longer, but let's talk about this. Like getting ChatGPT to talk to your favorite apps. So let's start there. Like, what are you doing? I haven't heard about this.
Yeah, and I'm surprised, actually. I think not many people have. So if you think about using ChatGPT, you try to go tell it to do something, you can't say like, oh, go post this in my project management system. It doesn't have access to your project management system. So last year you could create these GPTs and build these custom GPTs where you can basically set a prompt that you have and have it always work like that. You could upload a PDF to it or something that it will use to be able to reference. And I think most people are familiar with that now. Maybe some people here have actually tried building some of those. But what most people don't know is without any code or being a developer, you can actually connect ChatGPT to the actual software that you're using. So like potentially your email, your project management system, your own other internal tools. And then you can build custom GPTs that interact with all those things and can actually access the same data that your team would access.
Okay, so can you give us a couple of examples of this?
Yeah, so I think I might have mentioned it last time, but and if you can't tell already from like what I've talked about with Heights platform, I really believe the way to think about AI is building out these different AI teammates. So the best way to usually write a prompt is to describe something that it would be like a standard operating procedure for a teammate that you're working with. So you want to give them all the background details. You want to explain how they should do the test. You want to explain what's expected in the actual response or the work that they're going to do. And with AI, you can think of ChatGPT not as like your assistant, but that you can have as many assistants as you want. And so the custom GPTs really like embodies that idea. And just in January, I think, OpenAI announced the feature where you can now at mention these GPTs within a conversation. And that's where I think this really starts to get unlocked of the potential here. Because now imagine you've got one GPT. So I'll explain actually what we do in, yep. in our scenario. So we've got one GPT, it can access our support inbox. It can see the recent support ticket emails we got. And then besides that, it can also access the web browser tool, which like a lot of GPT-4 can do that too. And then it can access our company knowledge base. And so it can use that where we can say, hey, what's my latest email? Or like draft a response to my latest email. It can go and read the email. It can click on like a link inside that email if somebody's asking about a certain website and reference that. And then it can go and search our knowledge base for being able to actually give an answer that's related to our company and then actually write a draft for us. So that's the first part. That all sounds great already. But then usually in your actual workflow, there's more going on besides just that one tool. And so we've got another GPT that has access to our internal, like our courses and everything. And so imagine now we can go in that same conversation and at mention this next GPT and just say, hey, for this person, like, can you give me the details on them? And then it'll write out and say, oh, okay, they're enrolled in this course and this is their progress. This is the date that they got enrolled. Now we've got all that background information. We could even then tell it, okay, let's give them access to this thing now. And then that GPT can handle all of that. But then let's say, got one more step here. Now we can at mention a third GPT. And we've got another one that works in our ClickUp. We use ClickUp for our project management. And this one is just designed to do different things inside ClickUp for us. And so we can then at mention that one and say, hey, take all of these details in this conversation so far, and we want you to summarize it and create a new task for us in our follow-up list. And then it'll go and do that and post it in our ClickUp. So you can create these GPTs that can actually kind of work together and perform tasks for you in your business.
That's so cool. So I'm just thinking about, you were just talking about canned responses. And what we try to do, if we have either a program manager or a VA that is responsible for, if there's an issue that comes up, they respond. But it's not just a canned response. We just call it a canned response because these are the problems that could come up, or these are the objections, or these are some positive things that could come up, and this is how we answer them. But we want to make it personalized. So using that technique, I can see going into my inbox, seeing the problem email, letting it go, and we do have a procedure where I'm just making this up, where it would just be the project manager would receive the tech support issue and they would respond. So I'm just saying, I get an email. I want to respond. I want to forward it over to my project manager. The project manager would then go to their Excel spreadsheet and get ChatGPT to respond to whatever the issue is. So how simple is that?
Yeah, that sounds like something you could definitely do. You could even have a GPT where you ask it maybe like once a day, go through all my emails and find the ones that like would need that kind of response or attention, and then ask it to just forward them over automatically. And so like it's taking you out of that decision step. But basically like, yeah, the way we look at it is think of all those like micro processes. So like that's one where like, there's this point where you have to make a decision about something. Do I need to forward this email over to this next step? And as long as you have a process for that, of like identifying that yourself, and you can write out that process, now that can become something that you automate with AI.
Okay. So just help me. And this is something I was going to ask you about a little bit later on, but I want to know how I would access my Gmail. Yep. And something that I always do. So throughout the week, I gather newsletters. And then on Saturday or Sunday, I read them. And so I'd like to have a custom GPT come in, check out those newsletters in my inbox in Gmail, and anything with this label newsletter, they will forward to me on a Saturday morning instead of me having to look at them. How do I get it to access my Gmail or any other program?
Yeah, so you can definitely do that. You could even go a step further and say, let's have it read all the emails for me and then build its own custom newsletter just for Norm, Norm's Saturday newsletter, and take just the best parts for you.
Very cool.
But yeah, there's two ways you can do it. So the first thing that I've talked about here with the GPTs and at mentioning them is, so if you actually go here and you go to create a GPT inside your ChatGPT account, and the part that most people don't know about here, it's not in the instructions, like that's where you write the prompt, but at the bottom, there's a button that says create new action. And that is how you're getting it to connect to these other apps. And I think some people have heard like, oh, well, I can connect ChatGPT to an app using Zapier or a tool like this.
Right.
But this is directly in ChatGPT. And so you click on new action, and that's where it gets a little bit confusing. I think OpenAI could actually promote this a little bit better, how powerful it actually is. But when you click on new app action, it says schema, and then it says enter your open API schema here. And at this point, most people are like, well, what does that even mean? I have no idea. But they have a very useful GPT that they made that is at the bottom of that window, and it says get help from Actions GPT. And Actions GPT is OpenAI's own GPT that is meant to write these open API schemas. And so what that means is this is just basically a prompt that's able to tell ChatGPT how to connect to a third-party API of an app. And you don't have to be a developer, because when you click on Actions GPT, all you have to do is Google like API documentation for ClickUp or whatever app that you're using. And then you just paste the URL to Actions GPT of that API doc, and maybe roughly tell it what you're trying to accomplish. If it's a really big API that lets you do all these things, just say like, I want to be able to create tasks in my project management. And then you really literally just give it the website, and then it starts writing it all out for you. And you copy that and paste that into the schema area. And then it's not 100% perfect. Sometimes you have to make adjustments or go back and ask it a question, but that sets up the connection for you essentially. And then there's like an authentication step where you put in your actual API key or whatever that service gives you. But then that is all it needed to be able to actually connect to that app. And you can create multiple actions per GPT. So like the first one I described, that has our support ticket inbox, and then it has our knowledge base. So it can check those. And then in the prompt, we instructed it. Like when we tell you to check the support ticket, if you're going to draft a reply for us, you always have to search the knowledge base to get the information. And that's how it knows to go and do those steps on its own. But what's really cool about this is if you do want to create this yourself, you don't want to buy Zapier or work with any other apps or hire a developer, you can actually set that up. And it's a little bit of a learning curve because of what I described, but it's something that even if you're not a developer, I would encourage you to still try it. And it's really something you can do relatively quickly.
So the trick is really in that second step where you go and you go to the help area under custom GPT, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So you click add actions. You go to the very bottom of the schema little window, and there's a little button that says get help from Actions GPT. And that's basically the GPT that's going to set it all up for you. And I think the reason why people haven't heard about this so much is the software companies and the brands themselves, they don't know what to do about it because they don't know how to monetize it yet. And a lot of these companies, they want to sell you some other AI service or AI add-on that you have to pay for in their service. But a lot of these companies, they also already have an API. And so you can just build it yourself, build your own version of this service connected to ChatGPT. And what I think is actually more powerful, if you're willing to spend like the 20 to 30 minutes to set that up for yourself, everybody has a completely different workflow. And so the version you're going to make for yourself is going to be better than whatever the brand would make anyway. So like in our case, we have our ClickUp one. That's an easy one for me to reference because we've got like 10,000 tasks in our project management system. And we've got all these different folders and spaces and lists and everything of how it's organized. And so in our prompt for it, we let the GPT know, like, if we're asking for this kind of thing, this is where we keep it in our like task lists. It's in this list or this is in that list. And so instead of having to tell it every single time, hey, can you please make me this and then put it there and then here's where that is, and having to explain all that, which is really tedious at that point, you'd rather just do it yourself. It already knows that. So we can just say, hey, put this information in a new task for me, and it knows, all right, this one should go here, and then it can just create it.
So if people aren't comfortable with this, I've been dabbling since last January, a year and a few months, right? And I've gotten right into it. I love it. I'm experimenting with it. There's so many things to grasp. But if you're new to this and you want to outsource it, and we did, by the way, we outsourced some automation using a couple of different applications out there, but it was awesome for what we needed it for. And we were way above anybody else doing it at the time because it was still fairly brand new when we launched this. And this was for the influencer program we did. We had a really cool workflow for that. But if you're trying to find somebody to do this for you, where do you start to find that person? You know, you go to online jobs or you go to Fiverr. What do you ask for?
Yeah, that's true. I think there's a small amount of people that actually know about this so far. So like, if you're willing to learn it yourself and set it up yourself, like you are early enough that you're going to have this advantage of being able to use AI in all these ways that other people aren't. But I do want to talk about, I've got some alternatives to these custom GPTs. So my team, like right now we've got the ChatGPT team plan. So all my team's in there. And what's nice about that versus Plus is as a team, if we create a GPT, it's like by default available to everybody in the team. And the ChatGPT team plan, for those who haven't heard about that, it's basically like it's not the enterprise plan, it's cheaper than the enterprise plan, but it's for like a smaller team. And when we make a GPT and go to the GPT store, we have like our own little company section in the GPT store. So everyone on the team can see the GPTs that we have and then access them really quickly. And that's great. But for me, there's three problems with these custom GPTs. The first is it's still a little bit too hard to make. So I described it all here, but it's not quite easy enough that you can just go and click a button. Like if you're watching this, you might want to go and rewatch it later and see, okay, well, where did he talk about that actions GPT thing? And it'll take you some time. So it's not super intuitive if you're not technical. Number two is it's not multiplayer. So what I mean by that is like if you're in Slack, you can have a conversation and then your teammate can be there as well. But ChatGPT, it's you and then the GPTs, but you can't have your other teammates in there. And then number three is it can't trigger on its own. So you still have to do something. You have to go and ask the GPT to do those things. So it can speed up your workflows, but you have to be involved in the workflow. So you can't just have ChatGPT automate it completely for you. And so that's the things that we wanted to solve in our team. And we're still figuring out the perfect solution now, but apart from just us custom developing it, there are a few pieces of software that we're looking into and I would recommend to everybody else here to take a look into. One of them is called Lindy.ai. And this is basically like, imagine building these custom GPTs. It's a kind of similar interface where you set up the prompt for these different GPTs. They call it Lindy's. And they've got these integrations already with some different popular tools. And then you can have those Lindy's communicate with each other. But the important part is they can trigger on their own. So you can have one maybe that's in your Slack. And when it gets a certain message or it sees a certain message, that starts it. And then it goes and does something in your email or something else like that, that it knows what to do with that data. And that allows like everyone in the team to interact with it. And you can also trigger it based on like any number of things, just like you would kind of with a tool like Zapier, that like if something happens in the email or you add this certain tag, that's going to trigger it to happen. You can also trigger it based on time. So like every week, I want this to happen. And so I think, Norm, this would be a great one for your newsletter idea. You could say, like, I'm going to connect it to my Gmail. And then once a week, I want you to check all the Gmail things with this tag and then forward them all to this. But then, like, that's something you could even maybe do with Zapier almost on its own. But where AI comes into play is you could ask it to do something about the actual contents of those emails or something where it's got to make a decision about it before it forwards it. And so Lindy AI is one tool. So far, I like that it's really simple. There's no worrying about development. It's like, okay, I want this app and I connect it here. This is the instructions for the AI. Another one is Super Agent, superagent.sh. This one seems a little bit more like development oriented. So I think you have to be maybe more of a developer to look into that, but it'll still save you some time in setting it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other two, there's agenthub.dev. This one seems maybe a little bit more powerful in some ways for like a complex workflow than Lindy does, but also slightly more technical. So maybe that's kind of like in between Lindy and Super Agent. And then finally, one of the newest ones is actually by Zapier, Zapier Central. So I think that's just zapier.com/central. And this is like a public preview that they're doing of it. But it's the same kind of idea that you're building a custom GPT, but it's kind of in Zapier. And Zapier has the advantage that they're already connected to all these different apps. I'm not sure if they can do quite as many like time-based triggers. I think that would be cool if they could. But imagine if you had two apps that you wanted to connect and you want AI to do something with them, you could do that in Zapier as well. I don't think they've announced like pricing for that yet, but there's like a public beta you're allowed to try. Curious to see what it is with that, but it's still very early. So all of this is coming.
Right.
And I would encourage anybody who wishes they had something like this now, but isn't technical, to start looking at these things, because I'm sure like a month from now, all of these will be either easier to use, more available, cheaper, whatever it is, and you'll be able to get these things set up pretty quickly.
That's great. Okay, we're at the bottom of the hour, and at the top of the hour, we're giving away a giveaway, and we do this at every podcast. It's called the Wheel of Kelsey. If you want to enter, it's hashtag Wheel of Kelsey. Tag two people, you get a second entry. And Brian, what do we got to give away today?
So we're going to give away access to our AI course. It's called AI Elevate. And this is actually the first course about creating these custom GPTs. And we got kind of a hidden advantage there that I don't know if I mentioned it on the last time I was on the show, because it was right around the time that we were getting ready to launch this. And we actually got to hear about these custom GPTs and how they would work before OpenAI announced it, because I just happened to notice in my ChatGPT account, they accidentally leaked the prompt of how the GPT builder would work, like the actual prompt for the GPT builder. And so I saw that, and then I saw somebody else on Twitter mention that they saw something similar, but not the actual prompt. And then I realized, oh, this actually is real. It sounds like it's gonna be coming. And then like, I guess about a week later, they announced it and said, okay, you can now build these custom GPTs. So this course teaches you about how to leverage AI in your business, but then also how to go and build these custom GPTs for yourself.
That's so cool. Yeah, I don't think we talked about that course the last podcast, because I would have been all over it. But no, that sounds so great. So if you're interested in this course, talking about what we're talking about today, it's hashtag Wheel of Kelsey. Tag two people, you'll get a second entry. And I think Kelsey's been posting, if you just rather sign up for Heights and check it out, it is 50% off to anybody who signs up. So Kelsey's going to put that list there, that link there as well, the URL. So some lucky winner is going to learn this. I don't know about you guys, but I love what I'm hearing today. I don't pay enough attention to that. And I will be right after this podcast. Okay, so Kels, let's go over to a live read and then we'll come back. All right, this is for Seller Basics. Hey, Amazon sellers, ever faced with account suspensions, ASIN hiccups, or IP headaches? Introducing Seller Basics, your Amazon accounts guardian. which is $99 per month, Seller Basics offers a dedicated team to shield your business from these challenges. Plus, the membership offers free legal consultations from seasoned e-commerce attorneys. There's no long-term contracts, and you can cancel with just a month's notice. View Seller Basics as your Amazon account health plan, and you can check them out at sellerbasics.com. Now for the fun stuff, the disclaimers. Seller Basics isn't an insurer or law firm. Consultations come from independent firms. Results may vary, and membership is needed before events leading to any claims, and terms apply. All right, now we can come back. Okay, now let's get back. Get that off my screen. Now, I want to go back to the question before you gave us these great apps. But the question about if I was looking at bringing on a VA in the past, they would start out with some very basic, repetitive Amazon tasks. Now, I think that I should bring somebody onto my team that should be taking this and, like, we have tons of SOPs, and we'd like to do something similar to what you're doing with your thousands of tasks with our tasks over in Teamwork. We don't use ClickUp, we use Teamwork. So where would I even start to find somebody? I don't want to train my VA right now. You know, they're focused on Amazon or Walmart or retail. I want to start to build a team. And I'm sure there's a lot of other people that have a team like what you have, a team of, you know, ChatGPT or Copilot or whatever you're using, specialist, without having to pay thousands of dollars, you know, to get them to come on. Are there people out there that can do this, and where would you find them?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I don't know the exact perfect answer for it.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what we did is, like, my team, they didn't specialize in that from the start. And, like, AI is a relatively new thing. So I'm just having all my team learn it. And so my view is, like, I'm not trying to get rid of my teammates, but I want to have them be able to continue to contribute as AI becomes more involved in business and things as time goes here. So instead, I'm having everyone in my team, whether they're technical or not, learn how to prompt, learn how to use AI, and think about, well, what's a step that I'm doing today that I could have AI do that in the future? So I would say, like, the beauty of how AI works is you don't have to be really technical. You can write English and you can kind of learn from that pretty quick. So I would get somebody maybe who's just kind of interested in it and really is kind of a VA, and then teach them a little bit about it and have them start working with it for you. I think they don't have to be like an AI specialist or like machine learning engineer, that kind of thing.
Right. Well, that's a great place to start. Okay. So let's talk a little bit more about, so we've talked about why, and we talked a bit about how. Is there anything further that you wanted to talk about the how side of creating these custom access to apps?
Yeah, I think so. I think one point where people maybe get confused or do it wrong is they try to make a GPT that does everything. Mm-hmm. They say, oh, I want this AI tool or this GPT. It's gonna do everything in my business. And that is where they start to kind of fall apart. They work best when you give them really specific tasks. So you want to look at, like, the SOP that you may have of how you're supposed to perform a certain task. And if it's simple enough, it might be one, like, custom prompt or GPT that you set up to do it, but it could also be a number of GPTs. So you can look at it as, like, this step, this is one little GPT, and that's all it does. It does this step and has to make this decision, but then there's another step, and then that is a separate GPT. Because what happens is when you have these really, really long prompts and there's all these different things that it has to do, that's when the current AI models at least can get confused. And they start to do things wrong. They start to do things maybe out of order or just make mistakes, basically. So you can get it to perform the best without having to be this magic prompt whisperer of writing the perfect prompt, of separating everything into specialized or specific tasks. So like your example of the newsletter part and like forwarding that, like just forwarding the newsletter and maybe making one decision about how it's going to forward it or what it's going to extract from it, that would be one GPT. And then if there was another part where it had to create a task for you or something like that, maybe like you have a second GPT that looks at all the forwarded emails and then it decides like what portion of that should be put into a new task or something that you want to follow up on. And so, because remember, you can have unlimited. So there's no limit on how many you can have. If you had an actual teammate, you'd want to think of, okay, these are all the different jobs that you're going to do. But with AI, you want to separate it to get the best results.
You said unlimited, and I'm experienced. I do have an app that helps me with this, but organization, you get to a certain point and you get 100, you get 200, they're all over the place. What I find hard in OpenAI right now is that the search mechanism sucks. It's not very good. You really have to get another app to, I tried to build a custom app for this and it wouldn't allow me to. I guess maybe I did something wrong, but I just wanted to create a custom app where I can actually organize it properly without having to go and pay money for a third-party app. But there's apps out there that you can create a folder and drop things in. But is there a way that you're organizing all these chats and custom GPTs?
So I agree, like especially conversations in ChatGPT, it's a mess, like to try to search for something because you can't. So I'm really surprised they haven't added that in yet. What we do typically is like, let's say there's like a software feature that we're working on. If there is a conversation with a GPT related to that, that goes in like the task in our project management system, the share link to that conversation. And that way, whoever is looking at it, or even if I'm just looking at it myself later, I can go and click that and be right back there instead of having like scroll.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Sidebar. Yeah. So we have like whatever like our main source of truth is for our company information, like in this case, our project management system, maybe it's like your Slack or your email, take all the share links of anything that might be an important conversation for later and then just put it there.
That's a great idea. Super. There's one for me. There's my nugget. Okay. Now let's talk about problems. I think you've just explained a couple of problems, but what are the other problems with having all these GPTs?
Yeah, I think it comes down to, for a lot of people, it's a new way of thinking of where they can involve it or not.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of why we haven't seen more done already, because the capability is there for AI to be helping people a lot more than I think it is in most businesses. And it's that it's a little bit different in, if you're already a business owner, like you've delegated before, so you understand that to an extent. But that's one way to think of it. Like, what is a process that we have now that we can extract those different steps and have AI handle at least some of them? And my workflow for that is we figure out the one step first and like look at the things that are the most tedious in your company that you almost feel like, why do I have a person doing this? And try to get AI involved in that first. So like one thing for us is we like to be personal for people who sign up for trials for our software, for Heights platform. And so we have like a schedule that I think a few days after their trial, our support team goes and like takes a look at that person's account, sees like, okay, have they made any courses yet? And then if they have, we send them an email and say, hey, checking in, looks like you're building a course about Amazon. And we'll send them that check-in email. But the problem is that like that's a lot of work to go through for thousands of trials signing up. And so that's one step where we're like, okay, well, we could just send the email, but we still want it to be personalized. So now we're going to have AI go and check the course content, figure out what the course is about, and then it can do that email personalization and then send the email as our team. And then if the person responds and if they say, yeah, hey, that sounds great, but I had a question about this, now our real support team can actually go and help. And we can make sure we're actually sending all those emails to everyone in the first place instead of having a person involved. So that's one way. Think of like, what is the pieces of a task right now where it's like, why do I even have a person doing this? Mm-hmm. It feels like it could almost be automated. And then from there, like, well, what's the next step now? So can you also automate the next step? And I'll give an example of that. Like our own AI chat inside Heights platform, we get feedback on if people liked or didn't like a response. So they can click like a thumbs up or thumbs down. And just like how you can in ChatGPT, and those go into our Slack. So we can see like the responses that got negative feedback. And then our support team now, since they're doing less support because AI is helping with it, they are instead looking at what got bad feedback, what did the AI, was it not able to answer? And then we have a Google Sheet of that and we're analyzing and seeing like, okay, well, where can we adjust the data for our AI so that way it can answer that better the next time? And so the thought was now, well, let's involve AI in that as well, because there's all these messages and some of them, it's like something where it gets bad feedback, but it was a silly question. Like whatever the person said, it didn't make sense. So it's not something we plan on trying to fix. It makes sense that it answered the way that it did. And so what if instead we have AI go through that spreadsheet for us instead of us having to go through all of them and figure out, well, what do we even work on? What if AI goes through it and tells us like, these are the things we should probably work on or look at improving? And then what if we have a second AI? So like that's one step, but then the next step for our team would be, okay, so if we should improve this answer, then we should check our knowledge base. Like, did we actually write about this content? What article in the knowledge base should we even write it in? Should it be a new article? So that's our next step, but why can't that step be AI too? So why can't there be an AI that goes and checks our knowledge base and just starts us off with, okay, these are the places where maybe it should be, or maybe this should be a new article, and just gives some kind of input on that, just to speed us up a little bit along the way, instead of a human having to take the time to look into all those details. So that's another way. And then the final way I would say is thinking of things like that, where you go a step further and say, well, what are the things that we're not doing now? Because it wouldn't make sense for a person to do it because we don't have time. It would be nice to have, but like there's nobody at the team who we would want to dedicate like hours of their day just to do this little bit of extra research or something like that. And what if you could have AI help you with those things? So imagine like you go to a task or something that you have to work on and there's different details for you, but then again, like you have to look things up. You have to go to the website and learn about some certain things before you can actually get started on the work. What if every single time you create a task, there's this AI that you build that goes and does all that research for you and then comments it on the task? So when you go to look at it, it kind of starts you off and it's like, okay, this is all the things I have to work with. And that I think could save a lot of time, but it's something like you probably wouldn't have a whole researcher at your team just doing that all day. But if you had it like for free for AI doing it, then it becomes a really nice benefit to have.
Okay, very good. I had something really cool to ask. It just went over my head. I'm getting too old.
Sorry.
For
this. I went on for a while there.
I'm getting too old for this. But what I would like to ask is that there's a lot of really awesome sellers that are in the comment field right now that I know. And if you guys have any questions about this, don't be afraid to ask. You know, Brian's here. He's an expert at this. And if you, like I saw Nir, you know, saying, hey, this is a cool topic. And Luke saying the same thing. Well, load up some questions. We got a few minutes to go. We got 10 minutes. And I'm going to be asking these questions. If I don't forget the next couple of questions, we'll be here till 1 o'clock. But if you guys got questions.
I'm happy to answer any questions. If you have something that you want to do now, but either you're not sure if AI can do it, you're not sure of the steps, I'm happy to try to break that down for you and help you get started with it.
And that's awesome. So I guess at the end of the day, there's tons of these apps that can speed up the process for you and we should be taking advantage of. And if you're not taking advantage of, and now I remember my comment, you know what this reminds me of? When I was back in the 90s, early 90s, when you were loading software into your big bulky PCs, you'd have to have these big floppy disks. You'd load it in. But if you wanted to add a new program, you'd have to create these files, the batch and config files. And you just had to do it. There was no plug and play back in the day. You couldn't just install. There's no install button. You had to create this batch and config file. And this is where I think we're at right now. We have these extra steps that we have to do that are kind of uncomfortable for a lot of people, you know, to step outside of that to try to do and try to experiment. And then for the people that are doing it, if you're not doing it right, because I remember my business partner at the time, he would just like to have the computer set up and he could start doing whatever he was doing. You know, you remember the old what was it called? It was Word Perfect days, I think, where you'd have the there was tons of floppy disks. You have 12 or so floppy disks. Mm. You punch it in, you start typing. If you want to typing, if you wanted some format, you'd have to pop it out, put the other disk in. Well, the reason I'm saying this is because back then, if you didn't configure your batch file properly, you would slow down the process. And you try to figure out, why can this guy do it so quick? And why is my computer so slow? It's because you didn't do it properly. And that's what I'm relating this to right now. There's people that are going to go out. They're going to configure their batch file properly with these custom triggered GPTs. And there's other people that are not going to do that. And they're going to say, why can this company do something like this so quickly? How can they implement it? How can they execute it so quick? And that's going to be, I think that's going to be your answer. So you got to get on the bandwagon at the end of the day.
Yeah. I agree. I think that's a great analogy for it. And it is this kind of extra step right now, but there's so much value in it. And it's not that hard to do once you get familiar with it and kind of build it into your own processes. So yeah, I would encourage everyone to find ways to do it and make it possible for yourself, because it gives you such an advantage that you can go from this little tiny team to suddenly being able to do and have the output of this enormous team because you're leveraging AI in the right way.
Yeah, and I do want to give a shout out. If any of you, anybody who's listening right now is going, oh, where do I start? Where do I start? Check out Heights. Especially for, you know, what Brian is doing with the AI coach. I mean, what he talked about at the beginning. And also you can check out, I'm going to give a shout out to Saj Abitibus. I think I said your name right, Saj, but he's an educator. And if you join his platform, I think it's like $29, you're going to find the most incredible platform for AI, the best I've ever seen for educational courses out there. And he sends out just short videos every single week on updates of what's happening in the business. I don't know if you know Saj, but it's called Skill Leap. And just an awesome guy, awesome educator. And he's really trying just to keep it basic for everybody who's trying to learn it. And he's just got a massive, massive library of videos.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I think what everyone has to look forward to is this is going to get easier and easier. And we're going to get past the putting in all the different floppy disk days pretty soon. I think a lot of what we'll start to see towards the end of this year and going forward will be this more like agentic AI, where it's just going to do things for you instead of us having to talk about right now, well, if you use this app, then you can have it do things for you automatically. I think a lot of it will start to work that way more in the future on its own. And like, that's what we do with Heights platform. Like, you shouldn't have to learn any of this at all. You should just be able to tell the AI, hey, this is what I need help with. And then it can just do that for you. And so I think ideally you want to just be able to create or build whatever it is in your business. Right now, you do have an advantage. If there isn't a tool, like if you're not building an online course, like if you are, like Heights does it for you, it's already there. But if you're doing something specific with your business and there isn't already a tool made for that, then you have this big advantage of being able to learn how to use AI.
All right, very good. I see we got a question, Kels. What is it?
All right, our question is from Michael. He's asking, is there a way to create a GPT to download and input data from daily PPC metrics into a Google Sheet?
That's a good question. So I think that would be possible with one of the tools that I mentioned, like the Zapier Central or Lindy AI. The if there is APIs that would allow you to do it with a custom GPT, the problem is it wouldn't do it automatically. And so you'd have to go every day and just send a message to it, which is kind of annoying. So if you set up with Zapier Central or Lindy AI, you can have it just scheduled to trigger every single day. And then it'll look at certain data and then be able to move that into a Google Sheet for you.
That's
Yeah.
so cool. We're gonna have to experiment with that and dive into it a lot more. Okay, I think that's it. Brian, couple last words, contact information.
Sure. Yeah. So, everyone, if you are interested in building like a online course, a community, a membership, check out Heights Platform. We've got a free 30-day trial. You can get full access to Heights AI Chat, Heights AI Coach there, see how it works. And if you're not quite ready, if you want to learn more about AI or join our community, we have a community of over 9,000 members at creatorclimb.com that's built on Heights Platform as well. So you can see how it works there. Everything you see there is Heights Platform. But that is where we have our AI course, AI Elevate. And it's normally only $99, but for everyone here today, we've got an offer to discount it by 50%. So it's only $49 to learn about how to leverage AI in your business and build these custom GPTs.
Perfect. And Kels, where do they go to sign up for that? Have you posted that?
Yep, the link's right in the comment
Yeah,
section.
see, it looks like
So
there's a link right there. So yeah, the link right there has the coupon code already applied. Otherwise, the coupon code is just lunch with Norm, all caps.
perfect. All right. Okay. So before we get over to the wheel, I just want to talk about my buddy's book right here. Start, Scale, Exit, Repeat. Brian, this is a good one. I don't know if you've read it or not, but Start, Scale, Exit, Repeat is from my buddy Colin Campbell. He wanted to write this book for 10 years. He's been making notes and he's added 10 years of interviews and just his business strategies to start, scale, exit, and repeat businesses. He goes through his struggles, his failures. He'll never call it a failure, to his successes. So I don't know about you, but at 28 years old, he had a $1.2 billion valuation done on his company and it tanked. Can you imagine being 28 years old, having a $1 billion valuation and it tanks on you? Anyways, he explains it in the book. And he's had many, many, many successful 8, 9-figure successes. So something to check out in the book. And the way he breaks it down is in Start, Scale, Exit, Repeat. And then you can go through it. He has a subcategory, which he breaks up in every section of it's story, people, money, and systems. So check it out. It's a great reference book if you want just a quick reference, or it's an awesome read, whether you're a beginner, intermediate, or an advanced entrepreneur. Okay, that's it. Let's go over to the wheel. Oh, and by the way, Kels, can you put up the Amazon link there if people are interested?
It's time for the Wheel of Health.
Okay, now did you get Trevor? I see that he just came in.
Yep, Trevor is included. We got him in there, and we're going to go shuffle these up.
All right.
But if you are the winner, make sure you email me k@lunchwithnorm.com for today's giveaway. And it looks like it's going to be Michael.
All right, Michael.
So, Michael from Facebook, if you could please email me k@lunchwithnorm.com. Congratulations, and thanks everyone for entering.
All right, Brian. Well, thanks again for dropping by. I hope you'll come back on another podcast, another AI Wednesday. It's always great talking with you. I always learn every time we've talked. It's been just okay. I don't know if you notice, but I'm typing notes as you're saying a few things because it's just so great to. That's why I do this podcast, because I get to learn so much from, experts in the field like you. But I hope you come back.
Want more great information? Don't forget to subscribe by clicking here. Also, if you want to check out our latest podcast, click over here. Entrepreneur.